Welcome to today's Sincere Milk of Saturday, the 30th of December 2023. Today's topic is A Pen in God's Hand. Our text today is taken from Revelation chapter 1 verses 12 through 19. Verse 12. And I turned to see the voice that spake with me, and being turned, I saw seven golden candlesticks, and in the midst of the seven candlesticks one like unto the Son of Man, clothed with a garment down to the foot, and girt about the paps with a golden girdle. His head and his hairs were white like wool, as white as snow, and his eyes were as a flame of fire. Verse 15. And his feet like unto fine brass, as if they burned in a furnace, and his voice as the sound of many waters. And he had in his right hand seven stars, and out of his mouth went a sharp two-edged sword, and his countenance was as the sun shineth in his strength. Verse 17. And when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead, and he laid his right hand upon me, saying unto me, Fear not, I am the first and the last. I am he that liveth, and was dead. And, behold, I am alive for evermore, amen. And have the keys of hell and of death. Verse 19. Write the things which thou hast seen, and the things which are, and the things which shall be hereafter. Key verse. Revelation chapter 1 verse 19. Write the things which thou hast seen, and the things which are, and the things which shall be hereafter. Writing remains one of the most important means of communication. John, the beloved, was one of the people whom the Holy Spirit used to write the books of the Bible. Do you know that God used John to write five different books of the Bible? These include the Gospel of John, 1st, 2nd and 3rd epistles of John and Revelation. Just like other writers, John did not write his ideas or opinions, but what the Holy Spirit directed him to write. The Bible has been written already, and there is no need for another one because the Bible is complete and perfect. However, Jesus still needs writers today. He wants gifted children to use their writing and drawing talents to create something for sinners and also believers to read. Jesus has given every believer the work of preaching the gospel to sinners. There are some places we cannot reach, but our writings will definitely get there because writing knows no limits. You can send soul-saving and inspiring written messages to your sinful friends. You can write to encourage the believers who are going through life challenges. You can use mobile phones, internet, and other social media platforms to reach people with the gospel message. Do not use your writing or drawing talents for the devil. Rather, use them for the glory of God, and you will be richly rewarded. Be a pen in God's hand. Prayer for today. Lord, help me to use my talents to win sinners to you in Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Further reading, Jeremiah chapter 30 verse 1 through 4. For more spiritual nourishment from the Sincere Milk devotional for kids, visit us at www.sincermilk.app. or follow the link on the website to download the Daily Manna mobile app. God bless you.